you, this is the Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson, with Oscar LeBand, Lou Bring, and his orchestra, and our guest, Larry Parks.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come along.
Hello, folks. This is Al Jolson of the Kraft Music Hall at Palm Springs. You know, all over the country, they're having snowstorms and blizzards. But here in Palm Springs, we sit in the sunshine, next to the swimming pool, with a tall, cool drink in our hands. If we want ice cubes, we don't have to call anybody. We just reach over and chip them out of the swimming pool. But here's a song about a place where instead of smudging oranges, they smudge pineapples. Down Hawaii away, where a chance to stray. On an evening I heard a hula maiden say,
yaka hula hiki do la, yaka hula hiki do.
Down Hawaii away, by the moonlit day, when I lingered a while, he stole my heart away.
Yaka hula hiki do la, yaka hula hiki do.
Oh, I don't care if you love the ladies far and near, you'll forget about them all if you could hear.
Yaka hula hiki do la, yaka hula hiki do.
I'm coming back to you, my hula loo. Beside the sea at Waikiki, you'll play for me. And once again, you'll sway my heart away with your yaka hula hiki doula too. I'm coming back to you, my hula loo. Beside the sea at Waikiki, you're gonna play for me. And once again, you'll sway my heart away with your yaka hula hiki doula too.
Al, there's no question about it. Palm Springs agrees with you. You're full of energy and you look healthy and happy.
Yes, Ken, I love Palm Springs. It's the greatest place in the world. Tops everything. It's the only place where you can get a suntan and a frostbite at the same time.
Al, I want to give you something.
Well, that's nice of you, Oscar. What is it?
A bill for my expenses.
Fine thing. Okay, let me see the list. Oscar, wait a minute. What's this item? Dinner at the Saddle and Sirloin Restaurant, $100. How can a sirloin cost $100?
I didn't have sirloin. I had saddle.
Wait a minute. What's this next item? Back bedroom at the Villa Hermosa, $160. Oscar, why should a back bedroom be $160?
It's European plan.
What's that got to do with it?
There's a Russian in the front room, and I had to bring my food in by airlift.
All I can say is these prices are terrible. I think I'll go out on the highway and open up a poorhouse. I'll catch all the people coming back from Palm Springs.
Incidentally, Al, there's another item there on my expense account.
Yeah?
$20 for dates.
$20 for dates? Oscar, look, I don't intend to give you money to take out girls.
You don't understand. These are the kind of dates that hang from trees.
Oscar, I don't care how athletic your girlfriends are. I don't intend to pay for them.
Al, are you going to pay my expenses or not?
Of course. I promise to pay. Gee, I wonder if another network would be interested in a rummage sale featuring Oscar LeVan. Oscar, wait a minute. I didn't announce your number yet. What are you playing for?
I'm not playing. I'm knocking the sand out of the piano.
Sand?
Well, if I don't, the Shevchenko Realty Company will subdivide it and build a hotel.
Not a bad idea, Oscar. You could call it the Casa Steinway. Listen, what are you going to play today?
What am I going to play?
Yeah.
Something inexpensive. Fire Dance by Defia.
A fire deliver. Good playing, Oscar. Here now is Ken with news from the home office.
Here's a question for the wives in our audience. How does your husband behave at breakfast? Does he bury himself in his paper and eat his toast with a take-it-for-granted air? Well, here's how to make him take real interest in breakfast. With the toast and marmalade, set out a creamy white, fresh-tasting square of Philadelphia brand cream cheese to spread on his toast. That rich, refreshing Philadelphia cream cheese is particularly good with the morning coffee, and a mighty wholesome, nutritious food for breakfast, too. Just make sure you get genuine Philadelphia brand, the cream cheese made only by Kraft and guaranteed fresh. When you buy, always see the words Philadelphia brand printed right on the package. Al, I have something here I want to call your attention.
What is it, Ken?
Well, it's my expense account.
Mm-hmm.
I understand you're paying for this trip.
Yeah, I'm paying for it. Okay, let me see it.
There it is.
Saddle and Sirloin Restaurant, $50.
Right.
That's funny, Ken. Levant spent $100 at Saddle and Sirloin. You only spent $50. How come?
I eat side saddle.
Doesn't anybody in this show eat hamburger?
Yeah. Me. Here's my bill. Hamburger, $100.
Now, look here, Lou Bring. How can hamburger cost $100?
Because I like steak. That's what they charge to put the little pieces back together.
Lou, hey, Bring, give your bill to the fellow who takes care of my money. His name is Epi. That's him standing over there with his hands tied behind his back. Now, if the orchestra will trust me, I promise to pay him immediately after this song.
I want a girl just like the girl that married dear old dad. He was a pearl and the only girl that daddy ever had. Good old fashioned girl with a heart so true. one who loved nobody else but you. I want a girl just like the girl that married Dero. That married Dero,
Al, can't we talk over this expense business?
Look, Oscar, I don't want to argue about paying, but honestly, I just can't afford it. You see, I have lots of other expenses.
Well, why don't you get mad at the government and cut the Marshall Plan off without a cent?
Oscar, look, I don't like to discuss my personal problems with you, but I can't throw my money away because over at my house, there's a little fellow who needs food to eat and clothes to wear. I don't want my little Asa to stand bareheaded and ragged on the street corner selling newspapers when there's more money in magazines. I wanted to have all the things that I didn't have when I was a boy. A nice home, an education. I wanted to have all those, including health and happiness.
Stop, Al, stop. You don't need to pay my expenses. I couldn't take any money from you.
This speech used to work even when I didn't have a kid. Now, Oscar, if you just sit over there and I'll try to cheer you up with a song appropriately titled, Don't Let It Get You Down. Love is a lovely thing. Love is a breath of spring. Love is a magic crown, but don't let it get you down. Give it a little whirl, show it a little care, get it into your heart. But baby, don't let it get into your hair. Hand it a big hello, give it a fond farewell. What if it doesn't last forever? Better a little now than never. Shout it around the town, but don't let it get you down. Love is a lovely thing. Love is a thing we sing. Love is a star we steer, but don't let it strip your gear. Love is a song by Kern. Love is a waltz by Strauss. Is there a sweeter song in heaven? Is there a doctor in the house? Love is a gypsy call. Love is the world and all. Why is it such a strange illusion? Maybe it needs a blood transfusion. Love is a wedding gown, but don't let him zip it down.
I don't like to keep bothering you, but we still haven't straightened out the expense account.
Yeah, Jolson, pay my expenses. I'll take my baton and poke holes in your next number.
Ken, Lou, look, boys, I don't want to depress you with my personal problem, but really, fellas, I just can't pay you. You see, over at my house, there's a little fella who needs food to eat and clothes to wear. I don't want a little Asa to stand barefooted and ragged.
Stop, Al. Forget the money. You need it more than I do.
Yes, Al, forget it. Here, take the silver dollar for your little kid.
Thank you, Lou. I need all I get. Wait a minute. This dollar has two heads.
Yes, it's my gambling dollar.
The fold isn't open. Now, Lou, dry your tears and poke the baton of the officer, because I got a song about my favorite gal. Take it, boys.
rosy. You are my posy. You are my heart bouquet. I'm out in the silvery moonlight, dancing sweet love. I wanna say, your honey boy, I'm waiting. Those ruby lips to greet. Don't be so aggravating. My blushing rosy, my posy sweet. There's a little bunch of sweetness that I long to call my bride. And believe me, I'm not happy when my baby's by my side. Her baptismal name is Rosie, but she puts the rose to shame. And most every night, you'll hear me call her name. Professor, I'm gonna sing about my baby, Rosie. You are my posy. You are my heart bouquet. I'm out here in the moonlight, dancing the sweet love. I'm singing about my Rosie, your honey, your boy. I'm waiting. Those ruby, those lips to breathe. Don't be so captivating, my blushing rosy, my posy sweet.
Oh, Kenneth, if I'm not mistaken, I think at this time you'd like to talk to the people, huh?
You are not mistaken, Mr. Jones.
Well, talk to them, son.
For all careful and thrifty food shoppers, here's a special note. Whenever you're buying cream cheese for sandwiches or salads or dessert, always say, I want genuine Philadelphia brand. And then notice the name Philadelphia brand printed right on the face of the package. Now, we make this suggestion because some people think any cream cheese is Philadelphia cream cheese. The truth is, Philadelphia is the brand name of the cream cheese made only by Kraft. Guaranteed fresh by Kraft. Tomorrow, treat your folks to the exquisitely fresh, rich flavor of this famous cheese. For instance, for a wonderfully quick dinner dessert, you might have Philadelphia brand cream cheese, tart jelly, and crackers. Just be sure to look for the brand name Philadelphia and get the cream cheese that's guaranteed fresh by Kraft.
Al, I've been thinking over this expense question, and I've decided you should pay.
Oscar, I'm not Al Jolson. I'm Larry Parks.
Gee, Larry, I thought you looked like Al Jolson. I'm awfully sorry.
So is Columbia Pictures. But, Oscar, what were you trying to say to me about expenses?
Well, Jolson brought us down here, and now he's beefing about the money.
Oh, now, don't worry about it, Oscar. I promise you. Al will pay.
But, Larry, can you talk for Jolson?
Well, I've done it in two pictures.
You talk like him, and now you're beginning to look like him.
Yeah, you'd be surprised the number of people who mistake me for Al. You know, when we worked in the Jolson story, and we'd both black up and get down on our knees, there was only one way you could tell us apart.
How?
I was able to get up.
Well, Larry, there's another way. When someone mistakes you for Jolson, just shake your pockets. And when they hear the no jingle, they'll be convinced you're not him.
Oh, excuse me, Oscar. Here comes Al. Well, hello, Al, old boy.
Well, hello, Al, young boy.
Gee, Al, what a tan you got. Now, stand back a minute and let me take a good look at you. Yep. Tomorrow when I shoot that scene, I better add another wrinkle.
Why wasn't I born a girl? Then I could have had Betty Grable play me.
Al, in those days, girls weren't born. They got them from ribs.
This boy is padding his part and my age. But it's good to see you, Larry, and now I've got a chance to ask you something I've always wanted to know.
Well, what is it, Al?
Well, Larry, you played me my first life story, and now you're playing me my second life story. Now, what do you think of that?
Stop already.
Ah, but listen, son. On the level, you enjoy doing the part. Tell me, what was the most difficult thing about playing me?
Getting paid.
That was Harry Cohn. I had nothing to do with it. My word of honor. Besides, Larry, I've had a very tough day. Everybody's been trying to get money away from me.
Yeah, that's the real Jolson story.
Stop already, will you?
I'm only kidding, Al. You know, I think an awful lot of you, and it's real nice to be on your program.
Thank you, Larry, and I want you to know I'm happy to have you here with me, really.
Do you really mean that?
Yes, things are a little more equal here. They can hear me sing, but they can't see you.
I was thinking about that. Anytime you want to take a rest, I'll be more than happy to do your singing for you.
Larry, I'll let you sing for me the day Palm Spring freezes over. What am I saying? You did last night, come to think of it.
Well, actually, Al, I couldn't sing in your place. After all, people will always say there was only one Al Jolson.
Until you... Until you came along, Larry. As a matter of fact, I think you just can't help improving yourself when you're playing Al Jolson.
You're absolutely right. I couldn't help improving Al Jolson.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Don't get levantish. Listen. Everything you did in that pitch, everything you did in that pitch, I taught you. Remember that.
That's true, Al, and don't think I'm not grateful. Of course, there were some things in the picture that if I'd been the producer, I'd have done a little differently.
Now he's playing the life of Harry Cohn. Look, what would you have done differently?
Well, I would have had you play yourself, Al,
yeah.
And I'd have played your father.
Larry, why would you want to be my father?
Maybe you'd send a check home once in a while. You see, Al, I'd have a big scene where your father says to you, "Hey, sir, you're 12 years old now, and every minute you're in the house, you're singing. You sing all morning, and you sing all afternoon. Asa, why don't you run away from home?"
"But, Papa, I don't want to run away from home. I want to stay here with you and make you happy."
"No, Asa. Run away and make me happy."
"But, Papa, if I run away, I'll get in trouble. I'll be no good. I'll even be as bad as that little boy next door, Eddie Cantor."
"Eddie's a good boy. He's the good boy. He's very popular."
"I know he's popular. He's got 5 girls. I mean..."
"All I want, Asa, is that you should go away and become famous. And if you don't become famous, I don't care. Go away anyhow."
"I think I will go away, Papa. Maybe someday I'll be a famous singer."
"Good, Asa, good. Maybe sometime you'll be so famous and so important they'll make a picture about your life."
"Yeah."
"So live well, do a lot of things, be spectacular... and that'll make it real hard for Larry Parks."
"It's a good idea, Papa. Then when I'm an old man, and I can't sing anymore, I'll quit."
"No. Then you'll go on the radio."
"That's enough, Larry. This wouldn't have been any good. You see, you're not sweet enough to play my father. You're better playing me. And really, son... I don't want to have any unpleasantries. When I invite you down here to Palm Springs, I wanted, well, both of us to have a good time."
"I've had a wonderful time, Al, thanks to you. Incidentally, I have a little matter of business to take up with you."
"Larry, please, no more lawsuits."
No lawsuit, Al. It's my expense account. You know, it cost me a few dollars to come down here to the Springs and..."
"Larry, not you too. You more than anybody should know how I stand financially. You know I'm not wealthy. You see, over at my house, there's a little boy who needs shoes and clothes and food. You see, most men retire, but I got to keep working to take care of that little baby of mine. Larry, with all my heart and soul, I beg you. I beg you, Larry."
"No wonder they hired me to act for him."
"All joking aside, of all the songs you sang in the Jolson story, which one did you like best?"
"Well, Al, I thought I was in particularly good voice in the anniversary song."
"Well, that's my choice, too. Lou, For Larry and me, and the public listening, and those in the theater here, play the anniversary song, please. Oh, how we dance on the night we were wed. We vowed our true love, though a word wasn't said. The world was in gloom, there were stars in the skies, except for the few that were there in your eyes. Dear, as I held you close in my arms, angels were singing a hymn to your charms. Two hearts gently beating were murmuring low, my darling, I love you so. The night seemed to fade into blossoming dawn. The sun shone anew, but the dance lingered on. Could we but relive that sweet moment sublime, we'd find that our love is unaltered by time. Good night, everybody, and be sure to listen next week when Groucho Marx will be with us. And tomorrow night, that is tomorrow night, Friday, I'll be with Eddie Cantor from NBC. Good night, everybody.
Larry Fox appears in the first year Columbia Pictures, soon to release Knock on Any Door, starring Humphrey Bogart. Tune in again next Thursday to the Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson with Oscar LaVance, Lou Bring and his orchestra, and our guest, Groucho Marx. This is Ken Carpenter saying good night. Be sure to stay tuned to Dorothy Lamour and her guests for the Seal Test Variety Show, which follows immediately over most of these stations.
After the holiday splurge, your food budget probably needs some real help. Remember Kraft Dinner for a grand macaroni and cheese main dish at only a few cents a serving. And with Kraft Dinner, you cook that macaroni and cheese in just 7 minutes by the clock. You see, each box of Kraft Dinner contains a special quick-cooking macaroni that gets fluffy tender just in boiling water. That Kraft Dinner box also gives you plenty of golden Kraft grated for grand cheddar cheese flavor that you sprinkle in just a jiffy. So save time, save money. Serve the folks fluffy like macaroni with grand cheese flavor through and through. Get several boxes of Kraft Dinner tomorrow.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.